Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast. In this particular episode, we're going to share with you how this podcast has come into being, why we've created it, and what it is that you can expect to hear and receive by joining us for each of our conversations that we have planned. To begin, my name is Kate McGee. I am here with my co-host, Amanda Richardson-Meyer. I currently live in Japan. I am an Australian. You may be able to hear that from my accent. Amanda's from America, lives in Mexico. So we've joining you from across the world to bring you these conversations. And we are so excited to get this podcast started and to share all of the amazing topics that we have lined up to share with you. Myself, just to give you an introduction to who I am a messenger, guide, and coach working with people specifically who have had awakening experiences, helping them to navigate the in-between part of really letting go of an old life and stepping into a new life and really embracing our authentic expression and what that journey really entails. I have been living in Japan for the last 7 years, which is a big part of my awakening story, which we share in an upcoming episode, and also living abroad for about the last 15 years with my husband, an incredible journey that has been very, very life-changing. Amanda has a similar story as well, which you'll hear more about. But for now, Amanda, I'm so excited to be taking this journey with you. And I'd love for you to share a bit about your journey, where you are, what you're doing, and how this podcast came into being.
Okay. Thanks, Kate. I have enjoyed this process of creating this podcast with you. And yes, it has been, I don't know, it feels like a while ago since we first had the conversation to actually the messaging through Instagram to initiate this podcast. Before I dive into that little story, I'll share about me. I am, as you said, living in Mexico with my husband and our two kids. We left the United States in 2019 and we've lived abroad since. And that's been a part of my awakening journey. I'm also, I would say, person of many different interests and done multiple different, I'll say, professions. I started as a naturopathic doctor. I left that and now I am doing more creative work with website development and photography at the moment. And this is diving into this podcast has been something that doing a podcast is something that I've seen for a long time. And so thank you for taking this on with me, because it's something that I wanted to do, but I felt a little bit challenged to do alone. So I appreciate you being on this journey with me. For those of you that are listening, Kate and I, we did an energy guide certification program this past year and got to know each other through that program. It was virtual with a mutual mentor of ours. And we were connected through Instagram, and I don't even remember what the thing that you commented on. It was like something, a story I shared. You commented on it, and I received this just impulse of having these conversations with you about the awakening journey. And without my mind being able to inhibit my action, I brought this idea up to you. And then after I pressed send, I wondered what the heck I just did, because I realized you probably thought I was just weird to present this to you. But to my surprise, you loved the idea and you actually had that idea and mentioned it to someone else, but didn't get the response that they didn't respond. And, mm-hmm. but it was meant to be that we came together to create this. So, mm-hmm. and that part of my path was beginning to really act on those impulses that came in rather than doing what my mind did after I hit send, which is downplay it and think that, oh, it's crazy. And what I realized is those crazy ideas are the things that actually turn into something really cool. So mm-hmm. that's the story.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say just to, fill that out is exactly that. I have really enjoyed post my own awakening, being able to have conversations with people about these processes. And I have a dear friend who is very much in the middle of hers, and we may very well have her as a guest because I think she really, really has a powerful story of how our current times have really initiated these deep questions that we're going to share a lot about in other episodes that we have already recorded for you. And it was through a conversation with her that I was like, oh, I just feel like I love talking about this topic. And I'd mentioned to her, we should start a podcast. And, she's still very much in her process at the moment, so it wasn't the right timing for her. And so it literally was a week before you sent me that message that I'd just thrown that out. And it felt like I really just threw out the dice to the universe and said, I want to talk about these things. So when you sent me that, you got it. You got the dice. And then exactly when you sent me that message, it was like a full body hell yes. So it's been so fun to sit and plan and bring this to life. And I feel like we're now actually at our fourth episode. We're recording our introduction or this particular episode after we've had a couple of conversations already. And I'm so excited for what we've talked about and realizing how much there is that we can share. And it's just really coming to life for me and feel like it's timely that we start this. It's an important topic to be talking about because the world is going through so much change right now. More and more people are awakening. And we're really hoping through these conversations to be able to support you, the listener, people you know, friends and family, who either are going through an awakening right now or have one ahead of them, because more and more people are going to begin to awaken in the coming years. It's going to sort of be something that we see accelerating, and it can be a challenging journey to navigate because just so much comes up for question within us, around us, and it's a challenging thing to process and go through. But we're really hoping that with our conversations, we can help you normalize your own experience, understand what you're going through, hear about other people's stories, what worked for them, find something that you can relate to in their journey, and feel less alone is really something that was one of our goals with creating this.
Yeah, exactly what you said. And something that you'll see, you might observe as we dive into our future conversations, we're each going to share our own personal awakening journeys or pieces of it, because it's longer and deeper than we can pack into one episode. But you'll get a sense of our own personal journeys. And what I've observed is that while we have had very unique awakening journeys, there's common themes and experiences that happen in different ways. And so what I think is going to happen through us having conversations with different people and them sharing their stories is that it's going to help others, our listeners, see what's possible, what ways that awakenings can happen. And so mm-hmm. I think the more that people see examples of how an awakening can occur, mm-hmm. the faster the awakening process is going to happen. It's going to have a ripple and exponential effect. The more that we are talking about it, the more that we see we're not alone in this experience, and the more it's just normalized. And so that's what, as you mentioned, Kate, that we're looking to do is to just open up and be authentic, show that this what we're experiencing is normal, even when it's hard, that there is hope and there's really a lot of beauty on the other side of these experiences that so many of us are having.
Yeah. Yeah. I can think back to one of our episodes where I think it was your journey. And what struck me through our conversation there was the gifts that these awakening experiences bring into our lives. And if I reflect on my own too, while there's such a hard, challenging, confusing part of the journey, ultimately the rewards on the other side are more than we could ever really even imagine. When we commit to what doing the work that's required of us after that awakening, and that's what we're also looking to support you through, how to do that work, what are the tools, what are the things that have really worked for us and other people to get to know themselves more deeply, to heal the things they need to heal, to work through what you need to work through, because exactly the gifts on the other side of all of what you're going to go through and continue to go through really do make life so much more rewarding, fulfilling, meaningful, deepens your connection, not only to yourself, but other people. You know, Amanda and I have not even met in person, but I have a deep, deep connection with this other human who's lived a completely different life to me. And that's, I think, one of the beautiful gifts of awakening is what it brings to us and the people that come to our life through our awakening journeys because of the person we become. So we're hoping to be able to at some point maybe, you know, start to help people connect. We have lots of ideas of where we'd like this podcast to go, not only in our conversations, but what we could create in terms of community down the track once we get going. So, you know, in that, if you love an episode, you know, someone who would benefit from hearing what we have to share, you know, we really ask that you help us to get this out. So by sharing an episode or commenting, subscribing, liking, all those things really help to support us getting more and more of these important conversations, which are going to be really, really needed in the future, in the near future, out to more and more people. So, you know, we really, really would love that sort of support and your questions and comments as well.
Yes, we'd like this to be a interactive and experience, and to do, you know, we've had our own experiences. We're not claiming to be experts on this topic. Mm-hmm. Like we have deep experiences. We have been working through this, our own processes for multiple years, and we're going to bring people on that, you know, have their own wisdom to share, and everyone has something to bring to the conversation. And that's, you know, that's why we named it Awakening Conversations, because really the process of dialogue is healing in and of itself. And so we really want this to be an interactive and collaborative journey that we go through on this podcast and creating this podcast and sharing it with you all that are listening.
Yeah, amazing. And what we'll say too is that there are going to be lots of different things that we're going to cover, because the awakening journey really is about opening ourselves up to, you know, so much more of life and what's really possible, and so much that we maybe have never really understood, been in our awareness before. So there may very well be topics that we bring forth in this series, in our podcast, and in our conversations with different guests that may feel like it's a stretch for our minds. But what we're going through when we awaken is this opening of our minds and really this realizing that there's so much more. So I like to say to people, as you navigate your awakening journey and as you listen to our episodes, take what resonates, leave the rest, because our awakening is very much an unfolding process, and we're meeting ourselves step by step. So, you know, allowing yourself that journey. No two awakening experiences are the same. It's not a straight line of I've had an awakening and now there's, you know, this linear process of unfolding and growth. So, you know, somebody's story parts might resonate, other parts might be like, whoa, that sounds out there or crazy. But just allow yourself to keep that door open. And I really think that it's important to, you know, yeah, do that, because there's so much more we can learn and bring into our life when the time is right. So if you feel like, you know, a particular conversation is a little over your head or you don't quite get it, no problem. Just really allow yourself to be in the part of the journey that you're in and maybe circle back to that, because I found in my own journey that I feel like I kind of go to a buffet and I do the first pass of the buffet table and I have a little bit of this and, oh, this one I really like. This one, not so sure, you know, and I keep moving on to the dishes. The second time I pass that buffet, I might be ready for some of that dish that I didn't really like before, but I let myself keep that door open that, okay, maybe I'll like that or maybe that will feel more resonant for me later, because you are constantly growing by all of the things you're learning, by all of the work that you're doing, that it's just this process of, like, you know, opening our minds, a greater awareness of things, coming to feel the truth of things for ourselves, so that when we come back to that buffet table of different topics or discussion points, we're more ready or prepared to receive the fruits or the benefits of that particular dish or whatever it is, you know, that particular topic. So, you know, letting yourself just keep the door open, because the truth is there's so much more to this human experience than we are ever told. And, you know, there's a lot that goes on in our life to kind of keep us on the straight and narrow of, you should think like this, but your awakening journey is about to blow the lid off that. So let yourself be kind and gentle with yourself through your process. And as I said, just tap in for what you need, but come back to it, because the second time round listening to something might be like the ticket where it's like it unlocks something new for you at a time when you're more ready to receive it.
Yeah, I like that. I love that buffet analogy. And I've had that experience multiple times where someone, I just did not, you know, were like nails on a chalkboard to me, or I had a certain perception of them. And then years later, I go back and I listen to them. I'm like, wow, I was not ready to hear what they had to say. And I had to do more work, more healing to be able to get what the message was. And so thank you for mentioning that. And that's so true. And I also want to mention that something that came up as you were speaking is that something that's beautiful about this whole process is that it really is a journey to live a more authentic and true life, right? It's realizing for many of us that we are souls and that our soul came here to have a specific experience. And what that does is allow us to no longer compare ourselves to other people, because, you know, it's a process, but our soul came here to be a unique being. And so if someone else is having an awakening experience and, you know, our soul came here to have a unique experience, and therefore that's why no two experiences are the same. So it's so cool to be able to feel more fulfilled and happy and content, being more aligned with who one is. And that's one of the beautiful aspects of this journey, and why I'm excited about sharing it with you all, because it's really allowed me to step into who I am. And I know that that's the case for so many other people that have also started their awakening process as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, my awakening journey has led me to this very moment to be able to sit here and talk about this. And I'll say too that, you know, your piece to authenticity, sometimes as we face through our awakening journey, the prospect of being our authentic selves, that's scary. And that was a big part of my journey. I had to own publicly that I have a spiritual side to myself, that it's deeply meaningful and important to me. And when I say that, I'm talking about something no one can see. The things that I can see, feel, sense, deeply drive my life now, bring me so much joy. And so that can be one of the challenges as we have these awakening experiences, depending on where we live, our cultures, our societies, our family, our friends. This is why we really hope this podcast serves you to, you know, keep that connection, be okay with what you feel, because exactly, it can be scary to claim your truth, to be the real you, to be the authentic you, but let us be an example for you that it's awesome.
It is.
Get on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah. As you said that, I just realized that, you know, as we're preparing this podcast and I mentioned like, oh, I'm recording a podcast episode to people in my personal life, in my immediate vicinity, I realized that previously, like old circles, I would have just probably hidden that. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten, like, my journey has taken me to an environment where I'm surrounded by, like, the people I'm actually connected to in my real real life understand this and get this. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. not like a weird look that someone gives mm-hmm. me, but oh, cool. I want to listen to that podcast. Yeah, So, and that's what the Awakening Journey does, is that it creates a more aligned environment and circumstances where we can live more authentically and be who we are and not have to hide. Which yeah. I think, you know, a lot of us, like, we go through our lives learning to hide who we are. And mm-hmm. so it's an unlearning and a relearning of, like, what is it that we want to do and who do we want to be? And yeah. so, yeah, that's like speaking about this, like, this is part of my awakening process, is like doing this conversation right here. So
absolutely. Yeah. I second that, because I feel like, too, for me, this is, you know, yet another edge to push to openly create a podcast and a conversation where I talk about all the things that are deep inside me that I hold as truths, that in many ways there'll be people in my life that I have already mentioned to, that kind of look at me like, what are you talking about that for? It's like, well, this is my experience, you know, and it's about claiming our truths, claiming our authentic selves, you know, feeling how that fills us and makes us feel so, you know, so much more alive than we maybe felt before. So yeah, just trust that you're in a great place where people get the experience, and we're on that journey too. We are still pushing our edges, and, you know, it's all about the growth, and it's all about really, really saying yes to those things that feel like truths for you and letting them come out into the world. And so through our conversations, we really hope that we can help you feel less afraid to follow all of the nudges that you're feeling, to make the decisions you may need to make, to do the work, to really bring the beautiful truth of who you are to this world, because we need it. And it's, you know, it's, this is the beauty of the awakening process, is again, as I said before, the gifts of getting to be the authentic self and living a life that feels so deeply rewarding and fulfilling to you, because it's really who you are, and it's your truth, and it's maybe even your highest purpose to be the authentic version of you. So stick around for more of these conversations to help you on your path.
Yeah, lovely. And just one more point I want to make before I think we're close to wrapping this one. This episode is going to be shorter than our other episodes, because we just wanted to give you a little taste of what this is about. I wanted to mention that as one goes through an awakening journey, it becomes a lot easier to see what's happening in the world and not get sucked in. And so that's what I personally believe needs to happen, is us to be able to see what exists in the world that we don't necessarily love or like, and see it, and also be able to create what we want to create. And that's why, a reason why I feel this topic is so important, because yes, it's very important on a personal level and on a collective level. In order to create something different in our world, we have to learn how to exist with both. We have to exist while also seeing what's existing, but also knowing that we're here to create something new. And so that's how, the more of us that are doing this work and going through these experiences and really like leaning in, is how we will transform on a collective level what we're experiencing. So
I'll just say one more thing to that too. Exactly. Your awakening not only is that powerful thing for you to have that awesome life, but as you'll hear us say in some future episodes, it has a really important role to play in the larger collective experience that Amanda just mentioned, and the quality of the life that we have the potential to live. And so I'll save more of that for, I think it's our next episode, our What is an Awakening? And there'll be probably more episodes, because there's so much more we can say just to even expand on that particular topic.
So this is our first episode, as we mentioned. And if you haven't already, please do subscribe to whatever podcast platform that is your favorite one to listen to, and or on YouTube, and hit the notifications in YouTube so you know when we release a new episode. What else? Comments, as you said, mm-hmm. go ahead and leave those. You can also go to our website, theawakeningconversations.com. You can see the links in the show notes as well. And if you want to oh, we're also, you know, accepting guests. So if you have an awakening story that you'd like to share, there you can go and fill out a form on our website and we will review it and potentially schedule you to have a conversation with us where you can share what your experience has been. And so people can, you know, learn from you and what you've gone through.
We've also got our social media platforms, Instagram, and I think we've also got a Facebook page, and that's Awakening Conversations. So following us on those platforms, whichever one you use, again, so you know when our episodes come out. And we also will be sharing a lot more on those two particular platforms as supportive pieces of expanding each of the topics that we share on a weekly basis, you know, different questions, different information to really help deepen whatever conversation we had to help you get more and more out of that. And we just really love that interaction with you as you're going through that process. And again, another place to share questions and comments that we can then also expand on through our conversations here.
Well, let's go ahead. You can listen to the next episodes because they're going to be published at the same time. So go ahead and dive in and we'll see you in future episodes.